Brilliant.
Okay, so we're doing now, there's an interesting point, is that last time basically the Gemara wanted to know is, let's say the guy gets goes to Gala. Right, or the Gemara didn't go to Galas. And what happens is that he gets the Kohen Gadol is determined to be a Ben Grusha Ben Chalitza. Turns out his parents were married by Esser.
Shouldn't have gotten married.
So now he's a halacha is he's a halal. He's a apostle as a Kohen. He loses his Kohen. Okay, he's still technically an Aaron, but he's not allowed. He loses all the functions of a Kohen. He doesn't have Kedushas Kohen. Okay, so he's not going to Gadol anymore, right? The question is, do you say that retroactively he turns out he never was a Kohen Gadol because he was never a Kohen? And therefore, basically, when you went to go, and this so and Sponi went to Galus, there was no Kohen Gadol. They thought there was, but there wasn't. In which case, the halacha is if someone goes to Galus when there's no Kohen Gadol, so he stays stuck in Galus forever. Because he doesn't go free, he doesn't want to die. Would you say that, no, you don't say retroactively, when the Kohen Gadol became a Ben Grusha Ben Chalitza, you don't say it's retroactive, but you say it's as if he became a Ben Grusha Ben Chalitza today. And since when he came today, so now it's like he died. It's like he died today. What's the difference if he dies today or if he becomes Ben Grusha Ben Chalitza today? So basically, he's the Kohen Gadol who was the Kohen Gadol when this guy was went to Galus. He's the one who his kapara is dependent upon his death. And therefore, the event of him becoming Mishra Chalutza is equivalent to the death of the event of him dying, and therefore he goes free with the death, or with the Ben Grusha Chalutza-ness of this Kohen Gadol. Okay? So that's the question. Do you say it's retroactive, or do you say it starts here? Okay? The Svara we said on the surface, you'll say, of course, it goes retroactive, because Ben Grusha, he was Ben Grusha Chalutza the whole time, after all. If his parents had, were married way before now, yeah. Okay, or do you learn, no, that the whole idea of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is based upon a certain pagam, a stigma, that this person emerged, people look at him, that he's emerged out of Isser, and therefore he's viewed negatively by people, and that's what prevents him from being a Kohen. So it's not the actuality of him emerging from Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, but it's the knowledge of people, the appearance, the social stigma which emerges from emerging from Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. And if that's the case, then that stigma really only emerges today. It's not retroactive. It only emerges when that comes to light. Until that point, he was a perfectly fine Kohen. His lineage, biologically, he's a good Kohen. What's lacking is his appearance. A Kohen has to be a respectable person. He's not respectable anymore. Oh, but he was respectable, so the pagam only begins from now. So therefore, it's like he dies at this very moment. It's not; it doesn't go back retroactively. So as we said, is the stigma? The stigma is definitely the reason philosophically for the psal. Question is it? Is that just the reason? But halachically, the psalacha is anyone who's with new parents or Ben Shalit. So that's it. Is the apostle? Or you say no? That the halachic psal is contingent upon the stigma, and the stigma only emerges from the moment it's discovered. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So here's the question for today. Question is. Let's say you say it begins now. Okay? It's as if he becomes a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza today. Okay. Now, what does the Torah say? When you have the Kohen Gadol, when do you go free? When the Kohen Gadol dies. Right? Now, why is it so pashut that when the Kohen Gadol becomes a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that's equivalent to the Kohen Gadol dying, and now he goes free? That's not dying. That's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Right? It doesn't say anything in the Torah about him becoming a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Yeah. It says about him dying. So this isn't death, this is just Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So even if you say the death happens, the Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza starts from today to the future, but that's not death. The Torah doesn't say anything about that. The Torah says you should say you shouldn't go out anyways, because the Kohen Gadol didn't die. You should have to wait till he dies. Right? In theory, or whatever, something like that. Sure, that's the problem. That's the Rav's question. Okay, but if you think of it, it's a good question. It's simple. Than to him actually dying. Maybe, because you would argue it's the Misa of the Kohen Gadol, which is Mechaper. Misa means death. When the Kohen Gadol dies, that's the Mechaper. But here the Kohen Gadol didn't die. Kohen Gadol just became a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So who said that's going to be a Mechaper? Right? I mean, the Gemara just kind of takes that for granted. Of course, same thing. If it's from here, only Gemara's concern is, did he become a Gemara was it today, or is it retroactive? But the assumption is if he became it today, then definitely that's the same thing as Mesa. But if I says, hold on a second, becoming a Gemara isn't death. If you say the Mesa is Mechaper, it doesn't mean becoming a Gemara is Mechaper. That's a big step. Why is the Gemara just assuming that? It's not the same thing. So the Ritva answers that he has, I'll read it inside, it's short, he says like this. Im tomar, l'manda amar mesa kuhuna, nehi sheino nifsal mafreya, I understand he's not possible retroactively, mikal makam ein kan misa mechaperas. There's no misa, which is a mechaper. V'lama eino gola, so why shouldn't he go to golas? V'lama chozar, or why should he go out? Yesh lomar, okay, it's one line answer. De psol hanim sabo. The psul, which is found in him, hamitzaro, that pains him, choshev lo, kemisa, is considered for him like death. Leos mechaper, to be a mechaper. Again, the psul which is found in the kohen, which causes him pain, I'm not sure who him is, causes him pain, he's considered for him, also again, I'm not sure who him is considered for him like death, that it's a mechaper. Okay. Okay, so one way to read this, is I'll be suggesting, I hear this, is that it means that the fact that he's this major figure and you find out that he finds out that he's nothing, that's like a death. It's like a death blow to him. He's totally dethroned from his position of power, authority, greatness. And that's like a major blow to him. And that's considered to him like Misa. Right? And that's a mechaper.
That's today's question.
Okay, so hopefully maybe you'll see Sammy.
Yeah, I'll see him.
Why if he...
My like, blank question is, well,
not real Misa.
Well, that's true. But you'll say, look, emotionally it's like a Misa. Look, there's such a thing as saying a guy is as if he died, emotionally. But what does that have anything to do with the Rotsayach? Who are we having a Mechaper for here? Isn't the Mechaper for the guy who killed? So, it would be one thing to say, for the Kohen Gadol, it's a very tumultuous time. He feels as if he died. But we're not trying to give a mechaper for the Kohen Gadol here. We're trying to get a mechaper for the Rotzayach, Shkaga. So what does he care if the Kohen Gadol feels as if he died? I mean, what does it do with me? It's easy to be me. I thought the idea is that Mises Kohen Gadol is what gives me a kapara. Because the Kohen Gadol dies, whatever. Somehow that event is a mechaper for me.
We didn't say
give this guy freedom.
Is for the...
I mean, on the surface, I mean, you could try to argue, but on the surface, I mean, we're talking about what you go to Galus. The person kills Bashar, he goes to Galus. That's a mechaper. But the Kohen Gadol dying is also a mechaper. A mechaper for who? What allows you to go free from Galus is because it's a mechaper for you, the one who killed. It's not a mechaper for the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is not the one. Look, the Kohen Gadol did, look, he should have davened and whatever, fine. But the idea that Mises Kohen Gadol is a mechaper for the person. That's what allows him to go free. Why can he go free when he dies? Because that's a mechaper. Right? That's what Gemara says. Right, Rashi, Tosa said, remember, the Mises Kohen Gadol is a mechaper. Right? The Gemara said that. Mises Kohen Gadol is a mechaper.
Do we get like a reason for that?
We talked about it a little bit. We said maybe... No, well, let's leave it now. For now, we don't know exactly the reason. Let's talk about different things. But maybe we'll have to talk about that today a little bit. We don't know the reason exactly. We kind of withheld from passing judgment. But maybe this Ritva will help us. But my question is that who cares that the Kohen Gadol experiences great suffering when he becomes a halal and it's very painful to him? What does that have to do with me?
See, it's not like a halachic status of Misa?
Well, yeah, I mean, you could just say, look, I mean, that you could say, but then I'd say your question. You could say, since he feels so bad, it's halachically like he's dying, and therefore it's like he's going, they did die, and therefore the death of what's mechaper for me is going, they're dying, and this feels to him like Misa. But I mean, just because it feels to him like Misa, does that mean, for instance, his relatives have to sit Shiva for him? Like, it's not really halachically like him dying. Just because something feels like Misa to you doesn't mean it is halachically vis-a-vis an outsider. I understand saying for him, internally, he feels like he died. But that's fine if you're talking about a mechaper for him. But if you're talking about a mechaper for the other guy, for the Rotzeach, I don't see who cares about how the Kohen Gadol feels about him, his own being dethroned. Bottom line is vis-a-vis the outside guy, the Kohen Gadol's still alive. You know, it's true, he's not in power anymore, but whatever. Who cares? Perhaps, yes. I mean, it would seem that this is somehow... This perhaps will point us in a direction towards understanding how it's Mises Mechaper. Because, I mean, Mises Mechaper we didn't really know. But now the Ritva is, based on this Gemara, is deducing that it's not only Misa that will do it, but it's also the becoming Shlutzos will also do it, which is Mitzah, something to do with Tzar, and that type of thing. So it's like a clue. I think previously we held off because we said it was like we're just going to have to guess what happens when he dies. We don't know. Who knows? There are a lot of reasons what happened when he dies. But now I'm saying this Ritva is kind of filling in a detail. He's giving you information. So it's like we have a little bit something to go on here. Something about him dying will also work when he becomes Ben Gurion Chalutza. You know what I mean? So it's like a little bit of a clue to figure out how Mises Kohen Gadol could help. I think before this point, we kind of didn't know, we didn't say anything because it was conjecturous and we just defined it in Zugis. But now it seems like he's asking, how's this also going to work? So he's saying, it must be the Svara of them dying. Well, this will suffice. So maybe it could help us. But the other way to read Pshat, and I don't know, we have to pick, I don't know which way to go. There's two ways to read Pshat. One way is the way we're reading it so far, is that, because there's a lot of pronouns here. Okay, a lot of an unqualified who we're talking about. This, I'll read you again. Psol ha-nimsa bo, the psol which is found in him. That him definitely is the Kohen Gadol, right? There's no psol which is found in anybody else. So bo means him, the Kohen Gadol. Hametsa'aro, that pains him. So now who's him? So you could say, if you want to keep your tensions or whatever straight, him is that's Mitzah'ar, the Kohen Gadol. Choshev lo, k'misa, is considered for him, the Kohen Gadol, like Misa. That's one way. That's definitely the smoothest way to read grammatically. But I could see possibly, although the grammar is off a little bit, but I don't know if that how consistent the Ritva is about his grammar, is I would say another way to read it is the psil nimsa bo, the psil which is found in the Kohen Gadol. Hametsa'a ro, that's Mitzah'er the goal the Rotzeach v'shgaga. Choshev lo kemisa is considered for him the rotzeach b'shkaga like death, lios mechaper to be a mechaper for him. You know, in which case the tsar and the choshev lo kemisa would be in the eyes of the goel adam, the eyes of the goel. I'm sorry, in the eyes of the rotzeach. It's another way to read it, albeit not as smooth in terms of the lashon. What would it mean to say, I mean, just is it possible to read this way? What would it mean causes the Rotzeach pain? And it's considered for him like Misa. What would that mean? What's the pain? I mean, on the surface, you'd say it's a ridiculous way to read. Because why is he in pain that the Kohen Gadol has a psal? Isn't he happy the Kohen Gadol has a psal? Because he wants the Kohen Gadol to get out of there so he can get free? Right? Or the Misa. Is there pain when the Kohen Gadol dies? On the surface you think it's not pain. It's a happy day. He's waiting for the Kohen Gadol to die. Arguably he's davening for the Kohen Gadol to die. So what would it mean that when the psul is possible, it's painful to him and it's as if the Kohen Gadol died? What do you mean? That's painful when the Kohen Gadol dies? Isn't that supposed to be his ticket to freedom? It's also funny, same as the Kohen Gadol. It's not like when the Kohen Gadol dies he's in pain. It's not like the pain of the Kohen Gadol is mechaper, it's him dying. Now you'll say, in dying, when he has this, it's like he experiences pain, and that's like he's dying. And therefore, what does it mean it's like he's dying? I mean, a person having pain isn't exactly like he's dying. Because when you're dying, you don't always have pain. So what does it mean? It's like when you have a very bad thing happen to you, like dying, which is dying or losing your status, and that's the mechaper. By the way, there's another thing which says, another chazal I found, it says, Misa Sadiqim is Mechaber. So it's just like Paraduma's Mechaper, Misa's Tzadikim's Mechaper. It's talking about Aharon HaKohen. Because I think it says death of Aharon HaKohen right near Paraduma. So it's just like Misa's Tzadikim's Mechaper, so to, just like Paraduma's Mechaper, so to Misa's Tzadikim's Mechaper. There's another one that says, just like the Big Day Kahuna are Mechaper, Misa's Tzadikim are Mechaper. Here's an idea of Misa's Tzadikim being a Mechaper.
Who is the...
Okay, good.
Belief.
Right, so that's a good question. That doesn't sound like a Jewish idea. What's that idea? But it is. I mean, there's chazals that say that. Other religions have that. But we don't.
I didn't say they originated it.
No.
That's the basis for their belief.
Right. So the question is, what's that idea? Right? Because this is similar, because Mises Kohen Gadol seems to be relevant, sort of similar to that. Right?
Thinking about Mechaper automatically.
Right, okay. Oh, yeah, so obviously it's good. Is that a simple explanation, naturalistic explanation? It's not the death itself which is Mechaper. That's not the Jewish idea. But it's the death of tzaddikim causes, affects people in a certain way. Like you see, by the death of a tzaddik, people are saddened. They think into his life. They talk about his life. They reflect on all his values. Sometimes people don't notice tzaddikim and don't learn from tzaddikim when they're alive. It's just part of the world. When he dies, everyone goes to his hospital. Millions of people go. They all tell stories about him. They talk about him. They talk about his great qualities. They realize the idea of life and death. Then even the biggest tzaddikim die, and they think about Tzachar Baronash, and they think about, you know,
it's anyway, just, what? Tzaddik,
no, sure, but tzaddik more so because you think into his life and you think into his, you know, what he stood for, and he's a role model, and you learn from him, and people, everyone's discussing him, and it like kind of makes him in the public eye, and that the experience of mourning for him moves people towards an appreciation of what he stood for, and his, you know, his values, and that has a capacity to impact people in a way which is which could lead move them towards tshuva. They realize they're also going to die, and they think into their life, and they look at his life as a model of what their life could be, and they try to positively benefit from his lesson and his, you know, his model. It could energize people in a way that can move them towards emulating the tzaddik. And it could be it's that experience, that tshuva, the way that it moves people as a mechaper, kind of changes them and use it, like kind of solidifies him as a role model when he dies, in a funny kind of a way. When he's alive, people don't kind of do that, but then when he dies, he becomes like memorialized, and people think into him and are, you know, are inspired by him. Okay, fine. So let's say, so now let's turn to the Kohen Gadol. So maybe that's, before we get to the Ben Gvir Chalitza, when the Kohen Gadol dies, Kohen Gadol is a very, in theory, a very popular leader. First of all, he's the leader. And he's the one who brings them kapara. Right? Everyone's a chote, everyone needs kapara. He's the one who does avodas of Yom Kippurim. And knows mechaper for all their sins. And the Sirah Mishtalayach, he sends it off the cliff, and they get a kapara. And they're all like, people are very much in need of kapara. And he brings avoda, mechaper, mezkarbanos. The idea of kapara is the basic need of man, and Klal Yisrael continues to exist through Yom Kippurim, through Avodas Yom Kippurim, and he's the guy, he's the leader who's really bringing, you know, helping them, assisting them, teaching them, bringing them. He's the head teacher also. The Kohanim's role is as teachers of the Klal, so he's the leader, the Rebbe, the Mechaper. He's a person who, in theory, is going to be a very much revered, respected, honorable person. And in general, when he dies, it's going to be a very painful, moving type of an event for the people. The whole Am is going to be mourning him. He's the centerpiece of the Am, and we don't even have anything like that nowadays, you know? But like, for instance, Rav Moshe Feinstein died. It was like, you know, and then the people who were mourning him was like, he was like a leader of all Klal Yisrael. And this is like Kol Shekein, the Kohen Gadol. His mom is like a leader of, you know, Klal Yisrael, and he brings you functions in the Mikdash and Kapara. He's a special type of person.
So,
okay, good. So so what happens is that event is really going to move people. And it's going to get them to really be... Even the guys who are in Galus. I mean, it moves the whole Klal. The whole Klal is going to be saddened and moved and mourning and learning and thinking about what the Kohen Gadol stands for and his ideals, how he really was helping Klal Yisrael. And I'm not sure exactly how, but it seems like that, I mean, you have to study the Gol Adam, the Rotzeach B'Shkaga, and his Avera, and how exactly it matches up. But it seems like the Mechaper for the Rotzeach B'Shkaga there's two types of mechaper. There's a lifelong mechaper of him being in galus and slowly working on himself and trying to overcome his bad midah. And then there's a quick mechaper, which is the experience of the Mises Kohen Gadol and the way the whole society has moved towards extolling the Kohen Gadol, thinking about the Kohen Gadol. And he has the capacity at that moment to take on the Kohen Gadol as like a role model and to be able to use the experience of Mises Kohen Gadol to be a mechaper. But it's like the event, it's like because of the event of the Kohen Gadol dying that could move people and could cause it to be a mechaper. Okay, so Avi says now, well, how does that apply when the Kohen Gadol becomes a Mishra Chalutza, does it? Yeah, so maybe you say is that it's not talking, is it bad? He didn't do anything wrong. He was the Kohen Gadol, the popular Kohen Gadol. Everyone loves the Kohen Gadol. He's a man, he's working for everybody, he's the public servant, really bring everyone kapara, the whole deal, right? Now it's discovered, unbeknownst to him and to anybody else, that way back when, before he was born, it turns out that his parents, his mother was a Grusha, right? So I want to argue, although, you could argue the point, but that the Gemara is saying is that the Rav is saying that basically would have the same effect as if he died. Because basically the Kohen Gadol's popularity is he's the leader, he's in the public eye, everyone looks at him and learns from him and gets kapara from him, and now he's going to end up being basically put into his own, out of that function. He's basically losing his whole role. So insofar as the Am is concerned, it's like he's dying. I mean, it doesn't, what do they care? They don't care about the Kohen Gadol because he's alive. They care because he's their Kohen Gadol. So basically, he's going to be put totally into the penalty box. And he has nothing to do with anybody anymore. He's alive? Yeah. Vis-a-vis him, he's alive. It's true. He may be happy. He may go sit and learn and do his own private thing.
Their Kohen Gadol isn't there.
Yeah, their Kohen Gadol is that. Now, is it painful for him? I don't know. Maybe it's not so painful for him. He's whatever. He'll live his life. He'll learn Torah. He can still do his thing. That's not the point. The point is that vis-a-vis the people, they don't have a Kohen Gadol anymore. And this is the guy who they love, too. That's true. But sometimes when people have a loss, it's not really consoling to them to tell them that, like, if someone's wife passes on, you'll say, well, you get another wife. It doesn't quite work that way. I mean, they have a strong emotional attachment to the Kohen Gadol. So the fact that they'll get a new one doesn't usually work for their emotions. So the event is an event of tsar and a great pain and suffering and mourning. Is he dead? No, but the mourning isn't always because a person dies. It's because it's your loss. And insofar as you're concerned, it's a loss. The fact that vis-a-vis him or whatever, he's still alive in his own private sphere is not going to help a person. It's still going to be great suffering for you. So and not only that, it is a loss for the Kohen Gadol also. It's not like he's just moving on. This is what I'm saying. The point is that the effect it will have is that people are going to be sad. They're not only going to be sad, the sadness is going to be tempered, is going to be directed towards thinking about what the Kohen Gadol was, what he stood for, how he lived, all the milos of the Kohen Gadol, and that effect is going to impact them in a way which is going to be a mechaper.
Beliefs. Oh, yes.
That's interesting. That's like Jay's mentioning. It's true. The president passes on. We haven't recently experienced that.
And we had a nice president who succeeded immediately. Yeah, right. But
still, it makes an impact. Yeah, I mean, the president is a leader. And this is, you're saying, is in America especially, there's different parties. But still, in theory, the proper Kohen Gadol is someone who has the full support of the whole country. And when he dies, that's even though there's going to be another one, that moves people. Now, death, again, I'm extending it here from death to whatever, but that's saying, the Ritva is saying is the Mises Kohen, that's why I'm reading it, the Psula Nimsa Bohem, it's Sa'aro, which pains him, pains the Rotzeach Vashkaga, I think, Choshev Lo Kemisa, it's considered for him like he dies. Rotzeach Vashkaga is he's lost the Kohen Gadol, and he's out. So then, it's a Mechaper. So the experience is not altogether different. And the point is, look, it might not be as sad, but I'm saying the essence is not the sadness, it's more the positive energy which is going towards the Kohen Gadol and thinking about his life and thinking about what he stood for. And his kahuna, and someone said this maybe before, his kahuna is that. That's what Dr. Jamie, you said. The Mesa kahuna, his kahuna has passed. It's like his role as a Kohen Gadol, he died as the Kohen Gadol. It's true, he's still alive as a yachid, as his own personal guy, but as the Kohen Gadol has passed on. You know, not he's alive, but the insofar as the people are going to think about him, memorialize him, learn from him, study him, be moved by him, change their lives based upon his model, that I'm saying is going to have the same effect. But he will go into his own privacy. He'll continue to live in his own life and learn his own Torah and do whatever it is that he does in private. But that's nothing to do with Am. As far as Am is concerned, he's basically gone. Person is alive. Right? It's like the person, it's like the figure of the Kohen Gadol is dead. Yes, the person is still alive, but the Kohen Gadol has passed on. You know, and that's as chashuv for him like Misa. As far as the Am is concerned, it's like he died. They don't care that his own private home, his family gets to enjoy his company. That's not the way they look at him. They have to get on, move on, direct their energies towards the new Kohen Gadol. Think over the more in the life of this Kohen Gadol, and that experience is gonna, you know.
Another.
So I'm not sure if that is pshat. You know, it's not. You know, it's not perfect, but I think you know it's a hard question and it's interesting. You could go the other way. The other way to go totally is that somehow it's the way Avi suggested originally, is that the Mises Gondel itself feels for him like death. But you'd have to explain how that has anything to do with being a chaper for the people. Way. Yeah, so you have a right to lean that way, you know? But you have to work it out,
yeah,
I think,
I'm leaning
you know.
More towards
oh, that's what I'm saying now. Yeah. Yeah, that's what, at least it kind of makes sense of the whole thing. So although the grammar isn't so great, but it's at least a sensible way to say that it's, you know. The other way, it's just hard to see how that's relevant. But, you know, open question. So the next thing we're going to do is, I guess we can start tomorrow, is this halacha of the Mizbeach being a Mechaper. So if a person runs the Mizbeach, it's also, in some sense, a Mechaper. Okay, so it's very hard to get. I don't really have much to say about it, but we could try it. Yid Bezim and Aleph. Yeah, the very next Gemara. It's the two dots on Yid Bezim and Aleph.